All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobbo and Frank in the house tonight, and we got Jason Williford on the line. Jason, you probably had enough time during that break to break down most of the tape from that NC State game in Charlottesville, but we appreciate your sticking with us. I guess the one question that our listeners would really be anxious for some feedback would be, what do we know about Justin at this stage? Are the doctors happy with the surgery, and are we still looking at 4 to 6 weeks, or do you know?
No, I think that's the timeline. You know, it was a very successful surgery yesterday. He came out yesterday afternoon. He was actually at practice today. His hand was in a cast, but he's doing well. So everything went well, no complications. But that's the timeline. You know, we're hoping sooner than later. And as Justin he's got a way of healing fast. You know, we thought we're going to lose him some time after that Maryland game, and he was right back on the floor the very next game. So although he won't be back at NC State, we hope to have him as we go into postseason.
Well, I would think, and Frank needs to jump in with a question. The one thought I had was, since it's a hand injury, he can probably do some running and try to stay in physical shape as best he can, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're just going to have to make sure he's not eating at home and picking up weight where, you know, the boy likes to eat. So we got to monitor that. Coach Curtis is going to stay on top of him in that regard. So
I'm sure Mike will do a good job in that regard.
I feel sorry for Justin, actually. I'm sure he's running stairs as we speak. But
Although, you know, to be honest with you, because it's his left hand, this will be good. He can practice dribbling with his right hand. So this will be really good for him.
He probably also eats with his left hand, so maybe he won't eat quite so much.
Exactly.
You know, you're right about the right hand. You know, maybe there's some benefit to this after all. Jason, you know, we're in the final third of the season now. Talk to us a little bit about how you guys are going to try to work the minutes and so forth so the team is fresh before they head down to Greensboro for the ACC tournament.
Yeah, you know, Tony does a good job along with Coach Curtis. You know, they collaborate on how long we go in practice each day, and we've been very smart about that. So our practices aren't long. We're resting those guys. You know, we got a saying: not long but strong. So we'll go practice for maybe an hour, 50 minutes some days. A lot of shooting. It's not obvious right now, but hopefully some shots will fall. But, you know, we're smart with what we're doing with them physically and just trying to be mentally ready at this point of the year. But we'll be ready.
Those were my favorite kind of practices. Get the kinks out, you know.
Exactly.
Be ready for game day. You know, the one thing about it, though, is, you know, you look at London and Malcolm. They both played 38 minutes the other day. You know, these two guys. And don't get me wrong. If I'm Coach Bennett, they're on the floor as much as they can possibly tolerate because I want them out there. But they are getting a lot of minutes. So they're hanging in pretty well as far as you know.
No, they are. They are. And with the media timeouts and all the timeouts at our disposal and the way we practice, you know, we're being smart. But, you know, we're probably going to have to play Mariel Moore. You know, Devin Hall will have to be ready. He'll have to be ready to step up and get some minutes. So, you know, it's going to be an adjustment without Justin, but we'll be ready.
Well, you know, Jason, we've enjoyed having you on Who's Talking as always. And hopefully in a couple more weeks we can reach out to you again and maybe get a NCAA or ACC tournament snapshot from you. But we wish you and the team well, and hope you're enjoying the ride at number 2 in the nation, because that's got to be fun.
Guys, thank you. And please tell my former teammate, I heard he was coming on sometime tonight, Big Ted, I say hello.
I will do that.
All right.
All right, listen, you have a great night. Thank you, Jason.
All right, have a good one.
All right, let's do the LeClaire Ryan play of the game, Hobbo.
Play of the game. Before we go to the bottom of the hour break, we had a couple of candidates for the play of the game, but I think we made a decision to go with a bucket late by Mr. Atkins.
In fact, with a minute and two left, Darian got the ball in the low post on what he likes, that left side. He scores from the right side, but the left side, he has a very high percentage. Made a nice little spin move, had a baby hook, and went in with a minute and two, and that gave Virginia a 49-43 lead. And in fact, if Virginia had not scored again, Virginia would have won, because Louisville only scored 47 total points in the game. And Virginia held Louisville to 13 points in the first half, and I thought Patino was going to come out of his skin during those timeouts.
Well, I mean, and what? They went 10-plus minutes without scoring, which is a long time for a college basketball team to go without scoring. But, yeah, clearly a big bucket by Darian Atkins. You know, he will face up to the basket from 15 to 18 feet periodically, and I'm looking at the TV going, no.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
That's
too.
Not true.
You know, Darian, that's not the shot we're looking for. But that little baby hook close to the bucket, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna head to break here at the bottom of the hour. Just a few minutes. On the other side, we're gonna have Big Ted Jeffries, UVA radio analyst, and hopefully we're gonna lock in with Dr. Jody Smith at the end of the show to talk a little bit about Justin Anderson's surgery. Anyway, stay with us. This is Who's Talking.